I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week, amid calls for a general civilian strike, Sudan's military chief called for elections in 9 months after a deadly crackdown on protesters Monday. The revolution has gone sideways. Spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Greg Musselman, says
it's very discouraging for those that were hoping for Sudan to, you know, finally get out from under that terrible dictatorship.
For Christians, the revolution initially brought the hope of more religious freedom. The events of this week instead brought keen disappointment.
If there is more of a democracy there, hopefully, prayerfully, will be more freedom to be able to evangelize and to share the message of Jesus' love. And what can we do? We need to be praying for the situation in Sudan.
And FMI supports pastors and church planters while their congregations mature. FMI measures maturity through financial independence and the ability to multiply. Now, yesterday, we mentioned Pastor Tomal from Bangladesh. As a supported pastor, FMI's Bruce Allen says that Tomal's strategically shepherding his congregation to maturity.
He takes them out a few at a time with him as he's doing pioneer evangelism. And he says, this way I get to observe them, I get to help them. And he really leads by example, and the people are learning from his example.
Right now, he's also investing in his church members and teaching them about giving. We'll tell you more about Pastor Tomal's work and how it connects with goat milk. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria, and it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.